Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
What is very, very exciting is that there's an upcoming Netflix show called Jewish Matchmaking. So we've seen the Indian version of this, and somehow there's something absolutely universal about this, which makes it incredible. We often sit, as yesterday, I was sitting in an office and I was having this conversation. There was it sounds like the beginning of a bad joke, a Hindu woman, a Jewish woman. Everybody was sitting around and talking about these dating experiences. And this Hindu woman was saying, well, you know, her parents came from arranged marriages, they would never go there again. But it was the similarities and the families and the way in which we connect is incredibly universal. And we wanted to understand a little bit more from Eliza Ben Shalom, who is a dating expert, and she's going to be the host of Jewish Matchmaking. Eliza, good morning. Thanks for joining us. Very excited about this.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. And I'm really excited too.
So it's a phenomenal thing because how much, you know, obviously you're appealing to a very wide audience here. So how much nuance do you bring into it? Because there's obviously the difficult side of the shidduch system, as we know, and as sometimes we have to deal with. But there's also a whole different world out there. How are you going to balance this?
So what I love about the production company IPC is that they really took this, it's a reality show, but they took it from a documentary style position where they just want to understand what it is that we do. So I would explain certain concepts or things, and usually my language, even though we have, you know, Judaism, Torah as our main concepts, it's wisdom for the world and it's all in plain language. And they literally rolled the cameras and then whatever they caught, they grabbed and they used. So you hear us talking about concepts like Shomer Nagia, guarding touch and not touching during dating. And we bring it up and then we talk about how could you apply this in a secular context? How would this work for somebody who's never even heard of the concept and thinks that it's absolutely ridiculous? What are ways that they can incorporate some of the Jewish style dating into their modern life? And so we take something that's very, I'm going to say deep, wise, thousands of years old, and we apply it to the modern world so that it's relatable to everybody, that Jewish wisdom isn't just for people that are Orthodox. Jewish wisdom is for the world. And even somebody who is not Jewish, you can learn from this. You can apply these dating concepts, tips, and ideas, and they'll also work for you. So it's, to me, it's something that's completely universal and that we had an amazing opportunity to share. And people actually, they hear Jewish phrases or Hebrew phrases. They're really getting into it. And sometimes I had somebody say, who kind of like pre-screened the show and did an interview. They said, I didn't know what that word meant. So I asked my Jewish friend. They didn't know either. So I Googled it.
That's amazing. So it's very interesting. We see that in a small way here on this show because I would say more than half of our listeners actually aren't Jewish, even though it's a Jewish focused show. So much so that we started a hashtag, you don't have to be Jewish, just to say, you know, you have permission to listen to the show. You don't have to, because I was getting messages saying I'm a non-Jewish listener it doesn't matter because we talk about, and the show is based on, as you're speaking about Jewish values and interests, but you don't have to be Jewish to gain from it. So it's going to be very, very interesting. How do you select the couples or the people in terms of religiosity across, because obviously Judaism has a very, very broad spectrum of observance.
Right. I always tell people if we put a religious person with a secular person, I would be a lousy matchmaker. So we are always balancing and looking for the best match that we can make where the Judaism is aligned. So one of the big things that I talk about is what's your connection to your Judaism so that I can get an understanding of it so that I could make a match that's on par with not only where they're at, but with where they want to grow and where they want to go in the future.
And how many, first of all, when does this launch on Netflix?
In about 30 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It's coming out.
All right. My worry is I hope that we can get it here because, you know, Netflix around the world is, there's different offerings.
They told me that it was everywhere.
Okay,
that it was
good.
Walmart. places, so, but you call me and tell me.
I will let you know. We are very.
I'll make some calls.
Absolutely. And how many episodes?
It's global. It's global. Right. I got confirmation.
Okay. That is fantastic. And how many episodes?
There are 8 episodes, about a half an hour each. A little bit more or less.
So yeah. Very. Have you done this type of thing before? Is this part of your background?
I've done, you know, matchmaking and coaching and training and working with people for years. But in terms of being on a show or doing a program like this, I'm not an actress. This is reality TV.
But that's awesome. Yeah.
People should know it's completely unscripted. If you hear, you know, lines or catchphrases, that's what I really say. That's what I say in my business to my clients, to the people I work with. You are seeing a glimpse of me. There just happens to be cameras around this.
Right.
Time.
Okay. So we can ask, Mukundi, can I ask advice for you? Can I?
Yep.
With your permission. All right. Not that I gave you much option. I steamrolled you. So Mukundi's girlfriend recently broke up with him after how many years, Mukund?
5.
After 5 years, and it broke his heart. And either way, he's managed over the last couple of weeks to move forward. And then on Friday, to tell us the text that you received, there's been no contact. And then on Friday,
she's mystery in your history. She's coming back.
Exactly. Exactly.
You didn't even have to say anything.
How does she know? She knows the stuff.
Wait, don't even tell me the text. I'm going to tell you. She said something like, I was really thinking about this. Maybe we should have a conversation, sit down, have a cup of coffee. I don't know. I'm feeling, you know, I'm not so sure. I think the subtext is that.
What does she say, Mukund?
I wish she said that.
Why?
She said, because it's much better than, hey, I know you're healing. And I'm sorry to disturb you. I just wanted to let you know that I miss you, and I can see you don't want me in your life.
She broke up with him, and I can see that he doesn't want her in his life.
By the way, there's a WhatsApp group for this. We talk about it every day. So if you want to join, just let us know.
Oh my gosh! Can I just like peek in, just like you peek into the show and you see what goes on? I want to see what's happening. So. This is extremely common, and I think what your experience is what I would call the push-pull of a relationship, where she's pushing you away. No, 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 I don't want you, I don't want you. And then you go, okay, fine, I guess I believe you, I'll move on. And then she goes, oh, I see you don't want me anymore. Wait, you want me or you don't want me? Like, yeah. I'll buy it, right? You'll totally buy it. If she's in, you're in.
Makudi's raising his hand saying exactly.
If she's in, you're in. But if she's not in, you do need to move on. And for you, my advice, not that you're asking, but you were thrown into this, so I'm going to give you my advice.
He is asking, yeah.
Okay, good. But my advice would be that you take a moment, you ground yourself, and you could respond something like, I was in, and I could very easily be back in again, but I know that this isn't something that works for you, and I really only want the best for you. And if I'm not the best for you, then I sincerely hope that you find somebody wonderful, and I wish you all the best. Which acknowledges, this is not an emotional game, in, out, in, out.
Yeah. Because it is, it's becoming it. Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, also 5 years is not a breakup. 5 years is like a divorce. So it's something that's very deep and very serious. And I would say for every year that you're together, you're going to at least need a month to heal. So it's 5 years, minimum 5 months, 6 months. Our hearts and our heads don't get over things so quickly, and you may want to distract yourself, but it would be really wise to take time to do self-reflection and to heal, because it's very hard losing something. You're not losing someone. You're losing almost a piece of yourself.
These are wise words, Mukundi. These are wise words.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I don't think I'm that mature to send that text. Okay. But I'll follow the advice.
My words. That's why I scripted it.
Right, exactly. No, but it's absolutely right. Absolutely right. So in the short time that we have left, is there we often hear about it and it's thrown around, there's a crisis in the Jewish dating shidduch world. Is there a crisis?
I don't believe it. I don't think God does fuzzy math. Right. So it can't be that the world is always in repair, right? Tikkun olam, we're fixing the world, but it can't be that this doesn't work. So just because we don't understand the numbers and how this works out with putting people together, in Judaism, there's a concept in the blueprint of the world, in the blueprint of creation. I come into this world, my soulmate comes into this world, we go through a process of finding each other. If, God forbid, one passes away, there is a new soulmate available to me. The rule about soulmates you can have more than one, just not more than one at one time. So, right. You get married.
Sensible.
Yay, it's your
advice.
Soulmate.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you get divorced. No problem. New soulmate. You get married. Yay, it's your soulmate. Most people don't do that more than 2-3 times, sometimes 4. You know, to do it 5-8 times is a little bit much. But you could potentially have unlimited soulmates should you choose to continually get remarried. But that's not really how it works. We're supposed to find somebody, have a mate, make them our soulmate, live with them for a lifetime, and build a beautiful, happy, healthy relationship.
Absolutely fantastic. A few of our listeners are suggesting that we have a watch party for your show. So that's
yes.
a lovely idea.
Yes.
That
yes.
really
we're having
is.
One in Jerusalem. You guys have one too.
That is a very, very cool idea. Eliza Ben Shalom, good luck. I think this is going to be fantastic. Really excited to watch it. And we'll give you the feedback as well.